Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Dustin Hockensmith. He's Greg Pickle. We're back in the Labatt Blue studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Still talking Penn State, Ohio State. Ohio State wins 28-17. Penn State puts up a fight, which is a good thing. And to me, you know, it's the big takeaway in this game. We're here from James Franklin now. What he had to say after the game was over. The segment brought to you by our good friends at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, where Thanksgiving is coming just a few days away now, and they've got some Thanksgiving football offers you can't miss. First of all, before kickoff, you place a bet on any Thanksgiving football game, and DraftKings will give you a free $5 bet. Not just that, you place a $5 in-game flash bet, and DraftKings will also give you another free $5 bet. So in good theory, $10 free to make some bets, and I think to take some chances using the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download it now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. Don't forget, that's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Let's hear from James Franklin now. I think he has a tendency of taking questions and running whichever direction he wants to go. But I think in this case, leading off, just the idea of Penn State being down 21-0 and not quitting. It's the story of the game for a lot of us. Here's what James had to say about that.
You know, we got a strong locker room. We got a bunch of really good guys. Everybody in there is totally invested. And had a lot of confidence that we could come here and win. And obviously going down 21-0 in the number two team in the country is not ideal, but we battled. You know, you look at them statistically, they were one or two or three in the country in almost every offensive and defensive category. You gotta give them credit. You know, they've done a really good job. You know, they're well coached, they're talented, but we got a pretty good team as well. We just didn't play well enough today to win. We did not have enough explosive plays. And then early on, you know, the quarterback's legs were significant. But we battled. That's who we are. That's really who we have been for 6 years. That's how my teams have been for 9 years. We'll fight and we'll battle. But again, you got to give Ohio State credit.
So strong locker room, good fight. I think James Franklin is kind of admitting that it's going to be an uphill fight for 60 minutes against this Ohio State team. On defense, they make the field feel especially small. On offense, the way that Justin Fields can kind of hit throws that, you know, very, very few, if any, other quarterbacks can make. Like, he was making NFL throws. And, you know, in some of those situations, Ohio State was getting completions where Penn State defended it about as well as you possibly can. If you have a quarterback who can make every throw on the field, boy, there's just not a lot you can do. So I think, you know, to tip your cap to Ohio State is good. To make them feel uncomfortable for the very first time this season, that's a point that, you know, I was trying to make before the game, is that who knows what could happen if Penn State can find a way to make Ohio State uncomfortable. And I think, to their credit, they were able to do that. Unfortunately, it came at a time when they were down 21-0, and to me it circles back. Ideally, you take advantage of being in their territory earlier in the game, and maybe you don't have to be swinging for the fences late. But Penn State clawed their way back, part of the fabric of who they are, and that's a good thing. I mean, we've seen several instances of Penn State in some respects, like against Ohio State, being the same program they've always been. We've also seen some hints that maybe they can turn the corner in some areas. I don't know how you feel about moral victories in this one, but I think the way Ohio State just kind of outmatches everybody in the country for the most part. Penn State, I think, did pretty well to hang close with them.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, again, this is a team that, you know, everyone from James Franklin to the guys on the ESPN pregame show were calling this Ohio State team, you know, maybe one of the best Ohio State teams they've ever seen. James Franklin saying maybe it's the best team he's ever seen on film as a coach. I mean, there's no debating how much talent this Buckeyes team has. And there's also no debating that Penn State's just not at that level yet. They're not quite ready for that spot in the pecking order. So, you know, again, I think it says a lot about where this program is and where it's going that they were able to come back and were able to, you know, fight and get in position to have a shot to maybe pull, even if Journey Brown maybe catches that ball down near the end zone. I think it was the same exact play they got called for pass interference on it at Minnesota. And, you know, if he catches that and goes in the end zone, who knows how that game ends and plays out. So, you know, I think a lot of weeks we can sit here and criticize this or criticize that. There are things to criticize in this game, no doubt, but the better team just won on Saturday, and Penn State made it make a lot of mistakes and made it play in an uncomfortable spot that it hasn't played in before against anyone this season. You know, no other team has been within 24 points of Ohio State at the final horn. So, you know, I think that a lot of Ohio State people in Columbus respect Penn State and what it was able to do and just where it is as a program. That's a good sign. They have to keep building.
Yeah, they do have to keep building, but I do agree that Penn State's and what you can question and what's coming up now as James Franklin's being linked to USC and all this stuff is there a possibility of closing the gap?
Yeah,
you know, how much can you close the gap on Ohio State? I think, you know, what Penn State is in a position, and I don't really see any end to it, is to recruit so well that they're clearly the second best team in the Big Ten. They're able to be, you know, they're able to get to that point, be the second best, and then give your best shot at Ohio State and beat them once every 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, is there a realistic better case scenario than that?
And I mean, I just think that, again, when you look at Ohio State's roster, I don't know if there is, but if the only way that Penn State's going to get there is by, again, continuing to recruit well and then developing that talent once it gets to campus. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. They've been working steadily to that point, but look across the field. I mean, Ohio State has an NFL guy at almost every single position, and some of them, they have multiple NFL guys. How many NFL guys does Penn State have on that side of the ball, you know, that are NFL guys on either side of the ball? I mean, KJ Hamler, yeah. Pat Freiermuth, yes. Probably one of the running backs will be day one or day two draft pick. You know, Ettore Gross-Matos is going to be a first-round draft pick, but, you know, Micah Parsons one day will be. Cam Brown should be drafted, but they don't just, you know, it's not the consistent layers all across the offense and defense like Ohio State has, and until you get to that kind of point of talent and roster development, you're going to have a tough time, you know, really pushing back against them when the chips are down and you can't make any mistakes. So they forced Ohio State to make mistakes, but Penn State made some too that hurt its efforts as well.
So I think that's probably a different conversation for a different day, maybe as we settle into that stretch between the regular season and the bowl game. Here's what James Franklin had to say, just message to the team afterwards. This isn't new necessarily, but there's just not a whole lot you can say to a team after they lose like this.
To be honest, there's not a whole lot you can say to guys in the locker room at that moment. You know, number one, I love them and appreciate them. That will never change. You know, that will never change with me. It's not result oriented. They have unconditional love for me and the coaching staff. And you know, I've learned that it's not the time, you know, to really make corrections. We'll do that on Sunday. But I'm proud of them. I love them. Give Ohio State credit. And you know, we still have a chance. Go 1-0 this week, put us in a position to have double-digit wins, and then go into a bowl game and find a way to get that one, and go from there. So, you know, tomorrow will be important, but most importantly, I love them and appreciate them.
So, yeah, I think Franklin is clearly committed to let's not. And he said this before. He said this, I think, after Minnesota, that one of the mistakes he made earlier in his coaching tenure was, you know, to try to make adjustments and fix things right after the game. That's just not the time for it. I think, what are you saying? The big picture message of just, you know, expressing kind of like a parent, you know, I'm proud of you guys no matter what happens on the field. I can respect that.
Yeah, that's a fine message. And I think that, you know, there's plenty of things for this Penn State program to be proud of. Again, if you roll back the tape from this show, if you look, you know, around the internet and find preseason predictions from the, you know, vast majority of media and fans, you were looking at an 8-4 or a 9-3 season. And at this point, 10-2 is all but, as long as Saturday's game against Rutgers isn't canceled for some reason, Penn State is assured a 10-2 season. And that team is just brutal. I mean, it is just bad. And so, I mean, it's, you go to a bowl game, maybe you win an 11th game. Who would have saw that coming before this season? I don't even know if the, you know, if the cheeriest and most positive Penn State observers would have predicted that at this point. You know, so a lot of people saw this loss at Ohio State, yes, but there are also a lot of thoughts of losses at Iowa or Michigan State or at home to Michigan, and Penn State survived all those tests. So there's plenty for these guys to be proud of, absolutely, even though it didn't go the way they wanted it to on Saturday in Columbus or a few Saturdays ago at Minnesota. This team took a step forward this year. Now, is there questions about what they have to do to take the next step and if everyone is in the right position to do it? Yeah, definitely. But, you know, I just think that, you know, that moving forward, there's a lot to build on. And this season has been as good of a building block as any.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard to feel that way when you're in the thick of it. But I do think that when the dust settles on this season, especially if they're able to, you know, win a good bowl game, if they're able to go, say, to the Rose Bowl and go play Oregon and beat Oregon, you're going to be able to look back on the season and remember it in a really fond way and see the progress that doesn't feel like it's very apparent right now. Anytime you go through a little stretch where things aren't going as ideally as you'd like, you have the ability to kind of point fingers and be disgruntled. And it's something I've said a bunch of times on the show, is that college football fans go from disgruntled to entitled without hardly any time in between that. You're either one or the other. And if you're in a position where you are feeling entitled about your team, you're one of the more fortunate fan bases out there. Like if you're yep. Alabama right now, Alabama fans are probably complaining. You know, there are fans of every team complaining and seeing the glasses half empty, and that's fair. That's fine. It's just the nature of it. But I think there are some reasons to feel like Penn State's glass is half full. And, you know, it is what it is when it comes to being Penn State and playing an uphill battle against Ohio State. That dynamic is going to be in play. But they have competed against that Ohio State team better than anybody.
Right.
So there's also that.
Yep, no doubt. I mean, again, they went out there and they could have just fell over and been done after going down 21-0. Instead, they fought back, and that's there's something to say for that, absolutely.
All right, we're not done talking Penn State, Ohio State. We'll hear a little bit more from James Franklin, specifically on the defense's effort and what they tried to do against Chase Young, Ohio State's big-time pass rusher. Stick around.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Take advantage of special Thanksgiving offers all day on Thursday at DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN for all new and existing users to get a deposit bonus up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.